Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. It's a Thursday night. We are coming from you live and direct from South Florida, down here on the at the beach. Pretty nice, pretty nice. I'm very excited tonight because we've got a fantastic, fantastic singer-songwriter performer on, Miss Krista Dene. Krista, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you, Jamie?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's a good day. You know, you ever have just a day where it's just things? I don't want to jinx anything, but everything just moving right along today. I'm very, very happy. I tell you, earlier this week, I had a little bit of a scare. I was getting these really bad dizzy spells, and I actually fell over a couple times. And man, when you're my age, you know, you kind of take note of that kind of stuff. So I talked to a doctor friend of mine, and he said, well, he goes, I know you, Jamie, and you've probably looked a bunch of stuff up online. It sounds to me, from what you're describing, is you're not getting enough sleep.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, typically sleep up I've been busy lately, and I've been sleeping about two or three hours, maybe sometimes four a night, and it's just not enough. And so the last few nights, I asked myself, well, how many days? Like, we'll try to get 8 hours, but I've been doing six, and it's made a world of difference. The dizziness is gone. A lot of sleep and drinking a lot of water, and hopefully this isn't one of those terrible stories you read about where it's like, well, he should have went and got a CAT scan, but one scope.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yes, I'm feeling much, much better. And I my work has improved too, which is a good thing. So it just goes to show you my two cents, ladies and gentlemen, take it for what it's worth. You can try to get a good night's sleep if you can. It helps, especially when you're an old fogey like me. It helps. So there you go. Krista, you're a Philadelphia lady, right? Grew up in Philly?
Yeah, sure am.
Nice. Nice. I love Philadelphia. I always have a good time whenever I visit. Very, very. And a rich history of music, you know?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the classic Philly soul. We were lucky enough before he passed to have Bunny Sigler, who was a big big person in that scene, on the show a couple times. He was nutty. He had some pretty funny stories.
Sure.
But yeah, that whole scene at Delphana, everybody, I love it all. Were you always growing up in Philadelphia? Were you always a performer? Did you write the music, girl? Come about?
Well, I would definitely say I was always into music. My parents met in a band, so there was a lot of music in the house nonstop, whether that was jazz records or dad asking me what instrument this is before I could talk. It was just kind of my thing. Even actually, funny story, when I was like, I don't know, before I could talk, I was definitely in diapers. I was watching Barney, and I had one of those little tinky xylophone pianos or whatever it was. And I start playing this Barney theme song on the little tinky piano by ear. And my parents were like super freaked out because they couldn't ask me like anything, like couldn't talk. It was really weird. So ever since then, they got me into lessons. I'm into piano lessons and voice lessons. I did my first duet with my mom when I was six. And I started arranging and harmonizing nonstop, and wrote my first song when I was 11. And I've always had church as a really great outlet for me to perform the different songs that I write and things like that. I was in Virginia for a few years, like 5 years between middle school, but I moved right back to Philly once that was done.
Nice, nice. And for the record, ladies and gentlemen, I feel very old now because Krista just mentioned she was watching Barney when she was in diapers, and you know, I think I was in college when Barney was like, Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true. I think when I was in diapers, we were watching, you know, black and white Sesame Street, but no, I just, no, that's awesome. Well, you mentioned, you know, performing it. One of the great things, about church, people that grow up in the church, performing musicians in the church is, you know, you got an audience, which is fantastic. And they're usually pretty nice, you know?
Yes.
I've never seen a tomato thrown in a church, is all I'm saying, you know. Other venues, maybe. But that's cool. That's cool. Now, did your folks, were they also involved heavily in the church, or just members of the congregation, or I'm just curious.
Yeah, I would say they were definitely heavily involved. I mean, it was a blessing because they weren't so much churchgoers in the sense of they were religious people. They were very passionate about what they believed. So it wasn't about a to-do list. It was about, do you like Jesus? Do you like these stories? Mm-hmm. Do you like what he has to say? Do you like what he stands for? So from that aspect, we just like to serve. My mom had Vacation Bible School on lock, inviting children from the different neighborhoods, teaching them the songs. And then my dad was involved with playing piano for praise and worship and things like that. So they were always there. I was always there. But I was really grateful for that community for sure.
It's one of the pillars. I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit. And then when I was pretty young, teenager, moved down to the city. And, you know, that's something I coming from a non-religious, I don't think my parents had anything against religion. They just did other things. And when I moved down to the city, and this was in Detroit, I noticed what a pillar of the community the local churches were. I mean, they were really the brick and mortar of many of the communities I experienced. And I thought that was very cool because it was something that was – I didn't see so much out in the suburbs growing up where I had when I was younger. And I thought that was very cool, you know, that these people would come together and, you know, I don't know, care about their community. You know what I mean? And they were always having potlucks and cool stuff, you know, where people were around. I thought that was very impressive.
Yeah,
I think the world
it.
Could use more of that.
I agree. I could not agree more, seriously.
Oh, exactly. You know, there's people out there, you know, it's so funny. I don't understand. So a lot of people are like that. You know, they'll live someplace 10 years and not, you know, maybe nod or wave at their neighbor, but never have a conversation with them. That's
so
crazy,
true.
You know.
I know.
I'm not like that personally, but and neither are my neighbors, so I'm pretty lucky. Very cool. Now, did you, you said you had piano and voice lessons and all of that. Is the piano still your go-to instrument when writing music and whatnot?
Yeah, it is. I continued piano lessons all the way up until even in college, piano was my major instrument along with voice. So it's definitely my go-to. I've had to learn other instruments because I received my music education degree. So, like, along with that, you have to be able to teach other instruments. But piano is my go-to over voice, for sure.
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, you know, and it's cool because everybody kind of has a different thing. And I know that a lot of youngsters, you know, like yourself, I don't mean that in a condescending way, but, you know, now with cell phones and whatnot, a lot of people, like when I was a kid, I've never been a musician. I've never been in a band, but I grew up with a lot of people who had. And what they would, back in the day, what they would do, it seems like all my friends were musicians, they would carry around, you know, notepads and stuff and have an idea and jot it down. There was one rich kid I knew that had one of those little note-to-self micro recorders. And he would use it. But I see the kids today, and they use a lot of their cell phones and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you have files on your phone that are just full of ideas and whatnot? Are you like that when you get inspired, you got to get it down?
Well, yes, but I went down with a fight. I still use my journal, and I have actually like a whole shelf worth of journals in my room. So I was always a journal person as well. It's just the phone was more convenient. I mean, I can't record an audio file with my book. So now I just use my phone. It's just
right. Works. It's hard to hum into a book. Awesome. That's cool. Now, I know we're going to be talking, and we're going to play it here in a little bit, your new single that's out now, If God Doesn't Want It, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But this is part of, as I understand my show notes, a self-entitled album called Here, right, that you're working on right now, be out later this year?
Well, the single that's upcoming in April, that will be released in April, is entitled Here, but the album that will be released in the in the fall,
self-titled.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I get it now.
There's a lot
going on.
No problem.
I'm slow, Krista. It's.
No, you're fine.
No, you know, it's funny. Be told, ladies and gentlemen, there's always something zany happening on the show here. And for those listeners who know, we got a puppy a few months back. And her kennel is in here in the studio with me. And because I'm usually in here working and she likes to hang out. And my girlfriend Danny went to a class or something. I don't know. She was out, and so I put the dog in the kennel before the show, and I guess something happened at Danny's class or something. She came home early, and so I was trying to keep the dog calm while talking to distract her because you know mom's home and she's very excited.
Right.
Mom's much more exciting than Papa. You know, I just sit around and paint all day and talk to the computers. But so that was going on. You have my full attention now, though. She's settled.
Appreciate it.
Yes, the behind the scenes here at the fun thing. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
A matchup.
And what a team, Mike. Metro PCS and the iPhone SE for $0 on a network that covers 99% of people in the U.S. Oh, impressive.
Play with the best. Switch to Metro PCS on an unlimited LTE plan and get a 32-gig iPhone SE for $0. Metro PCS. Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax. Claim based on talk and text. Not valid for active numbers currently on the T-Mobile network or active on Metro PCS in the past 90 days. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote. Plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget. For novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, tosots.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool.
And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
That's cool, though. I think I like a self-entitled album. You know, it gets the word out there. And you have such an interesting name anyway, Dunay. I like that. I like
Thank
the
you.
Spelling. And I love any letter with, like, a little accent mark over it. You know, I think that's just cool. But that's me.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, you're a Christian performer and whatnot. Would you classify your music, like, under gospel as well?
That's where things get really complicated because I don't have a gospel-y voice by means. I mean, oftentimes, honestly, people are like, why don't you do pop music? Why don't you do R&B music? And, like, it's not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just that I know that the songs that I write and what I'm called to do is specifically religious. Now, my husband, he's a rapper, but he's not a Christian rapper. You know, it's just everybody has a very specific thing that they're supposed to do. But I don't consider myself a gospel artist. I do give music that is food for thought. I am a Christian and I do tie to Christian principles. But in terms of classifying, I can't really figure that out yet because I'm not CCM. Like, I'm not a worship artist, you know, and I'm not going to blow your top off like Yolanda Adams. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, The thing about, you know, I was thinking about it when you were saying that, is about R&B music, which I'm a huge fan of. But unfortunately, there's a lot of relationship-based type stuff. And I don't mean a relationship with worship or anything, but, you know, relationship between people of the, you know, that kind of stuff. And, yeah, when you're coming from a Christian point of view and you're singing with that in mind, you know, I get it. You don't want to be, you know, lumped in with, you know, me and Mrs. Jones or whatever, you know, I got it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't either, you know? And you know, that happens. But that's cool. There's definitely a market for it, you know?
I was
reading an article the other day about the rise of, Christian entertainment, and you know, it just keeps growing and growing. And I don't know if that's because the world's so zany, you know, or what. But hey, you know, it's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
I think so. One of the things I really like about your generation, and I've said this before in the show, is, you know, your age group isn't as genre specific as mine was, you know. When I was a youngster, if you were a rock and roll guy and somebody heard you listening to Duran Duran, man, your friends would just give you all kinds of grief. I like that your generation, and I think maybe it's because of the shift in the music business with the release of singles, which I think is brilliant and brilliantly smart. But it seems like, you know, the young people I know, they'll make a playlist for me, and it goes from a country song to a rock song to this song type, you know, whatever they like. And I think that's great, you know.
Me too.
That's fantastic. Very, very cool. Now, do you have a particular studio that you're working out of right now, or do you have a home studio, or how is the process of making this music coming about?
Well, funny enough, I actually do have a full EP that is out, and that was with an official studio. I just felt like it was a little bit easier for me to get my ideas across if I could be in, not full control, because that sounds weird, but I just felt like it would have been a lot easier for me to really get all of my ideas out if I was able to work on it by myself. So it's kind of weird, actually. Like, when I got married to my husband, it's not like he studied producing. He doesn't come from a musical family at all. But I was like, hey, can you work on my stuff and see how it turns out? And it's the song that you hear today, if God doesn't want it.
Nice.
And, I mean, we're just completely blown away with how it turned out. It's just us in our back room watching a miracle happen, really. So everything from here on out will be under our own label, which we've started, which is Crystal Court Productions. And now we have other clients on it as well. So it's pretty exciting.
That works out awesomely. That's very cool. I get where you're coming from. I'm like I said, I'm not a musician. I'm a painter. And it's so interesting because people outside of that business oftentimes ask me, they're like, would you like to collaborate with other? I'm like, no, I don't. Not at all. You know, like you, I like to be able to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and walk in here if I'm seeing the painting in my head, you know, and getting it out, getting it on the canvas. It's very freeing, you know. And one of the I tell you, I do a lot of commission works. And one of the best things somebody who's getting a painting from me can tell me that, you know, they want a painting, I don't know, of their wife or whatever. And I'm like, do you have a particular color and a theme in mind or, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's a typical thing you ask them. And they're like, I love hearing this. No, just do your thing. And I'm like, all right. You know, that music to my ears. It doesn't always happen that way, but. I'm very blessed and thankful when it does. I really appreciate it, you know. That's cool.
Yeah.
So do you have a set – and this is a I don't even like asking this question because everybody's different. But I am curious to know because you're such a talented musician. Do you have a set like, okay, I work from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or maybe I work in the evening. You know, do you have a set schedule that you you know, blockade yourself in the studio there?
I wish. I'm in transition right now. So
I gotcha.
I'm actually a part-time music teacher, and that takes up a lot of my time. I'm in the process of cutting back little by little. I'm also music director of churches, so there's a lot of hats being worn right now that I am trying to gradually cut back so that I can concentrate 100% on my music and the recording process and be a little bit more structured as to when I have I'm not performing or when I'm not traveling. That's what I do.
That's fantastic having those, you know, other things happening too. Well, number one, it's nice when money comes in as opposed to going out. That's always a good thing, you know. Very, very important because it's very easy to get into a habit where it goes out. That's cool though. That's cool. But the other thing is I imagine it keeps your creative juices going, being around, teaching and being involved in the church music directing position and whatnot, you know, because you're seeing new stuff and the gears are turning and whatnot. That's cool.
Yeah, it is definitely a big inspiration. I've learned a lot. I mean, my kids, I teach high school, so they keep me current. I wouldn't know how to use Snapchat and all these filters and these apps. If I didn't have these kiddos, let me know. No, Mrs. Young, that's not how you do it. Like, I'm so corny. They help so much. I'm gonna miss them. I really am.
That's awesome. I know exactly how you feel. A couple months ago, it was a guest I had, a younger gal, singer songwriter, and she kind of took me aside virtually and she explained to me a hashtag. She's like, Jamie, when you make a tweet, you can't hashtag every word in the tweet. You have to hashtag the important. I'm like, well, they're all important, I think. She's like, no, you don't understand. So I was schooled, thankfully. I started getting Twitter followers again. It was, you know.
Oh, see, there you go.
It worked out. Silver lining. I didn't know, you know. That's very true. That actually happened. Yeah, I hear you, man. I hear you. My girlfriend, she's a little younger than me, and she knows all that stuff, you know, Instagram stories and Snapchat. Oh, I don't have a clue. Truth be known, I don't even use a smartphone. I use my computer, you
what?
Know.
Oh, crap.
I'll tell you, back in the early 2000s, this is back before cameras were on phones, you actually had to buy cameras. And I went through a phase where in the course of like 6 months, and they weren't cheap, you know, they were a couple hundred dollars, you know, $300-$400. every time if you got a nice one. And I went through about 7 because I had a real bad habit of setting the camera down if I was out somewhere and forgetting about it. One went through the dryer.
No. Oh, no.
And then, you know, we went to look at phones because she was getting a an upgrade for her her iPhone. And I'm like, wait a sec, because the guy's talking. And I started adding it up in my head. I'm like, this phone's $600? And he's like, well, yeah, I guess if you know, that's what it works out to be. I'm like, well, I'm not, I don't need that. that's too much for me because I know what'll happen, you know.
Right.
You just stir my coffee or something, you know, I won't even think. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool. And if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Things happen. On that note, let's up the party a little bit here. I want to play your track. Now, this is If God
Sounds
Doesn't
Good.
Want It. This is, yeah, it's a fantastic track. I just really, really dig this. And why don't
you.
We play it and then we'll talk a little bit about it. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Here it is, everybody. Krista Dune, very, very good. If that isn't the name of the track. The name of the track is If God Doesn't Want It, but it's a very, very good track. Here it is.
God doesn't want it, then I don't. I guess it just ain't for me. Listen, I used to think I knew what was best for me. Praying and asking. The enemy, God always does what
don't want it, I don't want it, never should have had it. Yeah, you're charismatic and I always want your will to be leading me. Take away the feelings and the thoughts, I'll be thinking that'll surely be conceding me. I don't want to do this alone, cause I don't condone the evil that'll prevent me from bringing me home. I'm like a lamb to the slaughter, save me from my thirst to death, continue seeking for that ever living water. Put a stop to whatever's not yours, Lord. I'm only in it cause I wanna be on one accord. I got the Holy Spirit in me, he's my shooting sword. I know that death's not the plan that you saw, so I know that you're the life giver. Mercy and forgiveness for a low life sinner like me. I don't want it if I know it's gonna be tempting me. Show me the path that you know what's only meant for me.
If God doesn't want it, then I don't want it. No, I don't want it. No, I don't want it.
What a track. What a track. I love it. What, man, Krista Dene, that's If God Doesn't Want It. Krista, man, what a set of pipes you have on you. Just phenomenal. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, soulful. I love it. It just comes through. I like that track a lot. A lot. Got goosebumps listening to it. Very, very good.
Wow, thank you.
I have to ask, was that your husband doing the rap part on there?
Sure was.
Nice. Nice. Very, very talented as well. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be good genes in them babies. That's all I'm going to say. very cool. Very, very cool. Now, with a track like If God, I always ask my musician friends this, because in the painting world, at least in my painting world, people see the end result. They see the end of the painting and they're like, oh yeah, that looks good. You know, that looks great. And nothing must have been on TV last night. You just knocked that out, right? And I like people to think that, but the reality, sometimes that happens. But the reality is, man, sometimes they fight me and I want to throw a canvas in a street and just lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't lost the battle yet with one, but there's times a fight with one. Does that happen with songs as well? Because they hear the finished product and you hear that and you're like, oh, man, that's a hit. That's gold. That's fantastic. And it is. But there's a process, right, from having the idea and then having the finished product there, right?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Especially since we are the producers now. I mean, it is so incredibly intricate. The amount of hours that have been into this song is just nuts. Because, well, first of all, I wrote the song when I was 13. Like, the chords are a little bit different, but the words were the same. And then I revamped it when I was 16, and I revamped it as of recently. So, I mean, lyrically, it's already been transformed already. Then I had to figure out the chords because, you know, your piano playing evolves and things like that. Do I want this extended harmony or that one? Do I want my thumb to go here? I mean, every single thing matters. And then you get into the production part, this sound, high frequency, low frequency. I mean, oh, my goodness. It is so, so tedious creating a masterpiece. Worth it. But I mean, you cannot like mark down the hours for something like that.
Right, right. That's a fantastic quote, which I will be printing out and putting on my wall. It's tedious
cool.
creating a masterpiece. I need that, right? I might put that on a recording, and when people call, hey, where's my painting? Just play that. It's tedious creating
go.
A masterpiece. That's right.
And now I'm going to tweet that with the correct use of hashtags.
That's right. It's so true. It's That's fantastic. Well, and like I said, you have a new single coming out here, right? Not coming out here, but maybe we can get her back. But that's going to be next month. That's going to be next month, right? Nice.
Yep, the end of April. So we're in process of getting that ready right now.
Nice, nice. Well, definitely. I will be talking. Oh, and I should mention. Hey, before I mention all this, though, I want to let people know what your website is. KristaDenay.com. We have a link, and folks, even if you're listening to the podcast in the future, that link follows that podcast. So that'll always be on there wherever you're listening to the podcast at. Just click on it, and you can. I'm going to spell it for you. Grab a pencil. www.christadena.com. And you can get over to Krista's website, which is fantastic. I like your website a lot, Krista. And,
thank you.
Yeah. Now, there's links also to your social media on your website. Are you, what do you think about social media? Are you active on it? Is it a necessary evil? What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm active because I have to be, not because it fits my personality at all. But if I just have to be current with the time. So I do post in my Instagram story and on my Snapchat every day, very faithful to keep people engaged. And I post something on my pages, my Facebook pages and my Instagram pages. So if you want to get to know me better, see me goof off and see some behind the scenes, please make sure to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then also my Snapchat as well.
Nice. Yeah. It's interesting. I got yelled at the other day. Somebody yelled at me because they had something happening in their life and they posted it on Facebook and they're like, you know, well, you didn't even respond. And it wasn't anything like they were getting their spleen taken out or something. It was, I don't know, they were having some sort of party or whatever. And I'm like, man, I didn't see it. I go on in the morning, I post a little bit. But other than that, I don't have time in my day to be mad.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Nobody got time for that. For real, I have a career being an artist. Hello.
Exactly. You know, I'm glad you're passionate about something, but I'm not, you know.
Right.
I mean, no disrespect. Yeah. But, yeah, it's you know, it is one of those signs of the times. But it's, you know, what we got to do. But I do like the fact that you can, especially someone in your situation, a musician, can post a song or a snippet of a song or something, and then globally people are seeing it. You know, you get instant feedback, and that wasn't always the case. I think that's pretty amazing. That's cool. That's very, very cool. Before I forget, I want to mention the PR company you're working with, MTS Management Group. Fine folks over there, Mike Stover and crew. We also have a link to them up, folks. So important. I was just talking I was at a party a couple days ago, and I was talking to somebody about this. You know, a lot of musicians, I shouldn't just say musicians because that puts a bad spin on it. A lot of artists and creative types, you know, those strange folk that make parties interesting, they think nothing of hiring an accountant or some such to handle money stuff. That a lot of them try to do the PR stuff themselves, and it's not good.
Mm-mm.
Especially if they don't know. And MTS Management, they know what they're doing. So if you're in a creative field, and you need some help on that, get in touch with them. I don't know, you know, I don't work for them or anything. I don't know how that business works, you know. Wash Mike Stover's car and pick up his dry cleaner. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, do what you got to do. Get him in your corner. Good people to know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's a cat who doesn't sleep, let me tell you, because he's up every time I'm up. I'll send him an email
right
2:00 in the morning, and he responds immediately. I know he just had a baby girl, and about a year ago, but I guess he just doesn't sleep. I don't know.
I guess so.
You know. Crazy. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
You take care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. And this week only, all PCs are on sale. Save $250 off this HP laptop. Plus, protect your investment with an accidental protection plan. Office Depot Office Max and OfficeDepot.com.
Anyhow, so this is cool. The album, you're working on the album that'll be out this year. Now, do you, have you, are you playing out promoting this or just doing promo? Out for it right now, or are you are you gigging and whatnot around Philadelphia there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I have a lot of stuff during the weekends, between youth talk conferences or like worship retreats or different things like that, and then also I'll be doing more open mics once my schedule opens up, once teaching is done. Yeah.
That's fantastic. One of the things I forgot to mention, ladies and gentlemen, on Krista's website, right when you get there, there's a place where you can sign up for her mailing list. And I suggest you do that, because that way you can keep abreast right in your email of what's going on and what. Be like me. Mm-hmm. I signed up for it. And,
Yay, you know, that way
you know what's happening. Absolutely, absolutely. Because I want to know, you know, I want to know. That's fantastic. And this is a nice website. Krista, I got to tell you, I've got all these artsy-fartsy friends that make terrible websites. You know, I go to them and they're like, I'm like, I can't find your music. And they're like, did you figure out the puzzle? Did you put the banana in the tree for the monkey? I'm like,
right.
I don't want to do all that. I just want to know where your music is. Your website's fantastic. I know right where everything is. It's right there and easy to navigate for an old man like me. I like it. I like it.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear
it.
My dad helped a lot because he likes things to be very obvious. He's like, I'm not going to search for it. Like, if I have to search, you've lost my attention. So you can thank him for that.
That's
wonderful
me and your dad are like, we are great minds think alike there, sir. That's all
yes,
I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
So thankful he don't put a tree on your website, folks. That's a terrible plan. No, Krista's website's great. Krista Dene, or Dene, like, did I say that right? I probably didn't.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay,
Krista
I am.
Dene.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was thinking it was a different way, but I'm all turned around. Let's have another cup of coffee. Oh, my gosh. I don't think I need one. Very, very cool. Well, I can't wait to hear the new single and the whole album itself, you know, when it's ready to release. You know, I know it's going to be fantastic.
Well, you'll be the first to know because you joined the mailing list. So,
see, there you go. Huh? How about that? How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, Krista, the track we played tonight, If God Doesn't Want It, man, that's such a good track. They can purchase that on your website and wherever they buy digital music, right? It's out everywhere.
Exactly. You got it.
Nice. Nice. You know, the cool thing, people always ask me where the best place to buy one of our guests' music, and I always tell them, I'm like, well, a show, there's always a merch table, but if not, you know, they might not be in the area or whatnot. If you can buy it directly from the artist, but you know, sometimes it's just easier to get, maybe you got a gift card or something, you know, whatever, doesn't matter. Get it from you know, wherever you buy digital music. One of the things I like about where people these digital music distribution services like iTunes and the like is that there's always a space where you can gift the track to somebody. As long as you have their email, say somebody's having a bad day or you forgot somebody's birthday at the office or something. It's, you don't even have to run out and get a card. Just buy if God doesn't want it and send it over to him. You got their email. And you're good, baby. You're good. It's wonderful.
You just help so
nice
many
gift.
People. Everyone's like, oh, I forgot their birthday. Oh, man.
It's true. I learned that about 6 months ago. I didn't even know. I was looking. I had bought a track, and I saw it. And it just happened that same day. I used to own a gallery out in San Diego, and one of the gals that worked for me was having a real – she was going through the big breakup. She was having a bad day.
Oh, man.
So I made her – you know, I spent $10. I made her a little a mix kind of playlist, you know, right into her email from a few good breakup songs. You know, you're still there, going there. You know, I Will Survive and a few things. You know, I figured she needed to hear that particular day. And, you know, she was very happy about
that. I'm so sorry because I don't know if I should laugh or not.
Oh, it's true. It's true. I did. Well, you know. I'm telling you, Krista, I don't know if you ever went through one. It's nothing like that first big heartbreak. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. It's the worst.
It
you
is.
Were really, really kind to send her that. She has a good friend in you.
Yeah, well, you know, I try. It's the least I could do. It's the least I could do. But yeah, you know, it's that's a cool thing to do. And I think if God doesn't want, it's a great track to do that with. You know, you can say if somebody's having a down day or something, that's a good one to send. Help them out.
I'm glad you see it that way. Yeah, that was the point. So good. Yay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Chris, it's about that time. I'm looking at the clock here. I know we went a little long. I apologize about that. I didn't have to talk about my dog. I don't know what. We put the unscripted in unscripted. We really do around
right.
here. Yeah. Oh man. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely check it out. Go over to Krista's website, you know, follow her social media and whatnot. Now, Krista, you're on Spotify too, right? I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. Sure
am. That's cool. What that means, ladies and gentlemen, I know I've been meaning to mention this and I have the last week. We added a Spotify playlist on my website, jamierocks.us. And if we have musicians, guests on and they're on Spotify, which 99% of them are, we add it to that playlist. So if you want to hear some songs from past guests and whatnot, you can. And Krista will be added on there. I suggest you listen to all these tracks 10,000 times on Spotify. So, you know, they'll get a nice little check that comes in. They can,
right. $1.
They can buy the big cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That's right. Sometimes you need a big cup of coffee. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know, yeah. And don't steal music from people. People, that's terrible. Nothing
of
makes me.
Of course, it's terrible.
Oh, it's. So
I feel
true.
Like you have it... something to share.
Well, you know, this happened a couple years ago. I was out in Los Angeles, and I was living out on the West Coast at the time. And I was with some friends. We were going clubbing. And out there in L.A., when you leave a club, there's always a bunch of kids passing out flyers to other clubs because, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning, that's what you need to do is go to another club, apparently. But so I left, and this gal handed me a flyer, and one of my paintings was on the flyer. And it was the first I had heard about it. And I'm like, well, I better not have to pay a cover to get into this place, you know?
Right.
It wasn't the end of the world. It wasn't earth-shattering, but it bugged me. And I got, I remember all of my musician friends complaining about people stealing their stuff. And I'm like,
oh,
I get it now. You know?
So yeah. It's a horrible feeling. Copyright your stuff, guys.
Absolutely. Very important. And part of it, mm-hmm. I know it's expensive, but, you know, it's just part of what you got to do. Very, mm-hmm. very cool. Well, Krista, I have had such a blast having you on tonight. Man, this was a fun
really
show.
Fun. Thanks
very,
again.
Very cool. Yeah, and keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it, you know? Real good at it.
Thank you, Jamie.
Absolutely. I can't wait to have you on again. I'll be talking to Mark Stover about that tonight, maybe. First thing
awesome.
In the morning.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just have a super night. And I can't wait to talk to you again and hear more, because it's just such a, man, If God Doesn't Want It, what a great track. What a great track. Cool, cool, cool. Well, folks, tonight is Thursday night, so that means I'm off for the weekend. How about that? How about that?
Congratulations.
We've got a, not really. That I'm off doing the radio show for the weekend.
Oh,
but,
right. No. Okay.
Kristen, we bought our first house a year ago, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't realize when we bought a ranch-style house that would be as much work as if you actually lived on a ranch. But it just never, there's always something, you know. It's great. And one of the terrible things, I normally would miss him every day anyway. My father passed a couple years ago, and which is always a strange transition anyway. But he was my go-to guy, you know, when I needed an answer to something, you know. Hey, Dad, how does the, can I do this with the dryer vent? You know, he would know from his experience and everything. Fortunately, I have YouTube now, so I watch a lot of YouTube videos. Yeah, no. I didn't know I was supposed to put coffee grounds under the bougainvillea, but now I do.
There we go.
Very good. You got to keep stepping. You got to keep stepping. So, yeah, that's going to be my fun weekend. Anyhow, I hope you have a great weekend. And,
thank you so much. You too.
Absolutely. And all the new listeners as well. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms all over the place, including up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page. And we really dig that. And I have one final thing that I forgot to mention. I have it written down here on my notes. Christy, you have a show this tomorrow night, right? That you're doing?
Yes, another radio show. Yeah, with Brenda.
Yeah, let's jazz it up, right? Tell us a little bit about that before I let you go.
Well, she's amazing. She's, I mean, just like you, like a really fun personality. She's going to play a couple of my tracks from my old EP as well. So it should be a lot of fun and a nice long while. As a matter of fact, if you go to one of my social media pages, I'm going to put the phone number up there, especially on Facebook. We've been promoting it this whole time. So make sure to like my Facebook page, CHRISTADEANA, and you can find all the information so we can stay in touch for tomorrow.
Very, very cool. And I will be posting the event page. I'll be sharing the event page on my Facebook as well. So tune in tomorrow night, everybody, and, you know, get some more Krista Dene. How about that? Cool, cool, cool. Okay. I'm out of here. We're out of here. Have a great night, Krista. Best,
thanks
you know,
so much, too.
Keep doing what you're doing. Super good at it.
Thank you. You too. We need your show. We need your art.
Thank you. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.